Outside Monarchs, Luke clapped Vames on the back.
Well done, and thank you.
Vames looked pleased.
I've been wishing to wipe that man's smirk off his face for many years, and although my powers are nothing like a Jedi's...
They are powers most of us Jedi don't have. Tarth will stop in and see you the next time we're on Dathomir.
In the meantime, I'll transmit your deed to your temple and hold the speeder bikes for your bright sun friends.
Much appreciated. Luke led the way to Jade Shadow. He, Ben, and Vistara boarded. The Skywalker settled Vistara into a rear seat in the cockpit and began their pre-flight checklist. In minutes, Ben announced,
"Everything's in the green, and Dion reports ready to go."
"Take her up, Ben."
Luke gave Vistara a confident look. "Your Sith friends may have a few hours' head start, but I've been in and out of the Maw many times. I know quite a few routes in. We'll head them off." She gave him a friendly smile.
"Then you're taking me to them. Very nice of you."
"You're a clever young woman, Vistara. It took us quite a while to realize that you hadn't paid Monarch for repairs to the yacht, that you'd sold it to him for just enough to send your message home, and then begun running around the rainforest to draw us off as a diversion."
"It was an interesting tour. And then, of course, I met the Night Sisters and dedicated myself to their destruction."
"Yes, of course. Ben, roll your eyes for me, would you? I'm out of practice." Ben rolled his eyes. Then he brought Jade Shadow off the ground on repulsors, eased her out over the rainforest, and pointed her toward orbit. In minutes, the sky overhead was graduating from blue to black, and the distant horizon was curving, showing the contours visible from low planetary orbit. Ben set a course toward the closest point where he could initiate a jump toward the Maw. Dion's yacht was on the sensor screen, its course matching his. There were other ships on the sensors as well, ships that were closing.
"Dad?"
Luke leaned forward.
"I'm reading capital ships inbound, from orbital positions around Dathomir, and from other points in the planet's vicinity."
"My data agrees with yours. Sensors ID them as Corporate Sector Authority manufactured Chase Masters. 7 of them. No, 8!
Luke bit his lip. Chase Master frigates were dated, no match for their modern counterparts, but one or two of them could destroy Jade Shadow. And 8 of them would be practically impossible to elude, even with a Skywalker at Jade Shadow's controls. He glanced at Vistara. She had her head turned away from the main monitor and viewports, and seemed to be paying no attention to what was going on. She was smiling.
"Correction, Dad. 9 of them. 10. 11. We've got problems."
"Attention, Jade Shadow."
The voice, male, was rich and carried just the hint of a foreign accent. An accent like Vistara's.
"This is the frigate Black Wave. Enter a parking orbit and cease all attempts to leave the Dathomir system, or we will be forced to open fire."
Luke and Ben exchanged a look. Vistara finally spoke.
"Being ordered about, constantly in danger, having to scramble for plans just to stay alive. This is what it's been like for me for my entire stay on Dathomir. What's it feel like?"
Ben sighed.
"Like life as usual."
This is Mark Thompson. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Backlash, by Aaron Alston. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Dan Zitt. Star Wars Fate of the Jedi Backlash is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2010, all rights reserved, used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production Copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.